This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. A little bit past the top of the hour. I said this the other day when Jerome was came and visited Jerome Corsi and his book, Killing the Deep State. And again, with this book, I feel very similar. I get a lot of books, you know, not many of them really pull me in. This was a fantastic book, and this is big. I mean, this is like 500 pages of the book, and I get electronic copies of it, so it's a little easier to skim or whatever. I've read a lot of it. Oh, I skimmed a lot of it, I should say, but I find myself being drawn in to parts of it and information. And as you'll see, Charlie, very knowledgeable about so many subjects. This is a resource, I think, for you who are awake and ones who you kind of want to wake somebody up. I mean, it's so well put together, bullet points, information, quotes. I just love it. The book is Octopus of Global Control. Charlie Robertson is our guest. Charlie, welcome to the Power Hour.
You to say about the book, I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you writing it, and I think you know, it's people like you who are changing this dynamic. The war for America, the heart of America, is a lot different because of people like you. And I think global government is waking up to that fact that this war is not as easy as they thought it would be.
What's funny, thank you for saying that. What's funny about it is that it kind of started as a bit of a fluke, because I was just having a conversation a couple years back with my mom, who tends to be fairly open-minded about things. And I was, rattling off some new interesting fact or, conspiracy that I had come across. And she said, "That's cool. It's really interesting to know. So what are you going to do with all this information?" And I thought, well, I don't know. It never crossed my mind that I actually had to do something with this information. So from that point on, I thought, well, maybe I can organize it in a way that makes sense to a lot of people. And so I started to just sort of put in words the things that I had come across over the years. And then in order to give it a little extra impact, I found quotes from people that had been involved in some of the most important events in world history in general, and in the United States history in particular. And they weren't all necessarily politicians or Rockefellers or Rothschilds, although there's plenty of those. Sometimes it was George Carlin. Sometimes it was, it was a comedian that saw things from a different angle. And so it wound up with quotes from 500 different experts in their fields infused into this book. And then in order to sort of take the edge off of the seriousness of it all, I injected my dark sense of humor to it. So it's got, it's a bit silly at times, and I give people a real good kick in the butt that deserve it. But I did that in part because I think it's important for people to sort of hang in there a little bit longer. Like you said, you kind of got caught up in the book. You kind of kept going, reading a little bit more. The topics we cover, the topics you talk about every day, they're serious, and they're depressing at some points, too. I mean, there's optimism. We have a lot of great things, and we'll get into that, things that we're going to be going in the right direction. But initially, some of these topics are very depressing. And so in order to sort of get people past that, I had to find a way to lighten the situation in a way, not to compare myself to Jon Stewart, but in a way that Jon Stewart took the news, the serious news, made fun of it, and then it was easier for you to swallow that way.
I love it, and I think you could give somebody, hey, read this one chapter, and then they could read it. It's simple. It's put together well. And then they could decide if they want to go further. I mean, it's just one of those things. You could read 10 pages of it, or you could read 500 pages of it, and you're going to be just as invigorated on whatever you read. You won't be lost. You won't be. It's great. Let's get into, well, let me ask you this. I was going to go straight to a part of the book, page 77, kind of the basic tenets of the Illuminati. You detail this. Very interesting. But before we get there, let me ask you just kind of your personal opinion. Where do you think we are in, I say America, I'm kind of America-centric, but go, where are we in America as far as this battle between tyranny and freedom?
we're at a very dangerous point, I believe. We have watched over the last decade, for sure, maybe even a little bit longer, but it seems more concentrated in the last half decade. We've watched the media be turned on us as the mainstream media, turned as a tool against the people. And that always ends badly. That's usually what starts to ramp up the insanity. You watch the lead up to World War II. As soon as the government started to use the media as a tool to mold opinions on political events, then things ramped up exponentially. I think we're there now. I think we have a media that is completely corrupted. I think there is no reason to watch the mainstream news except as the form of comedy or just to be informed as to what they're telling the masses. I can't remember watching a story on the news and thinking, oh, that sounds right. It used to be that my default when I was younger was that hey, if it's on the news, it's probably true unless proven otherwise. Now that the burden of proof has completely switched, and I think that the media cannot be trusted for anything. And when they're telling you these things, you have to, and I think maybe your audience has an understanding of this, you have to take a step back and say, okay, why, out of all of the hundreds or thousands of things that have happened today, why are these particular things being brought up? What's the point of this? There's got to be a point. It's not disjointed. They are connected. I think that is part of what makes this time so dangerous, is because we don't know what the truth is, and we have to dig really hard to find out the truth, and that puts us at a severe disadvantage.
Well, I think it's no longer information war, because information is everywhere. I think it's an idea war. It's a conviction war. What are you convicted about? And that's that. What is in your heart and mind? And you say mainstream media. I don't even like using that term. I think it's corporate media. I think we're not I think what we do, we're the free media. So I'd like to do the parallels. Corporate media is what used to be mainstream media. Walter Cronkite, what have you, Dan Rather. Our show, Power Hour, is free media. We're free. We're not beholden to corporate interests. And so there, we're free to give a different agenda, a different point of view. What influence on this whole dynamic has free media done for America?
First of all, I like the differentiation in the names. I like that free media is a much better term for us, and corporate media for them, much as the difference between when you change the term public school and government school. It makes a huge difference. The same thing, but then you're like,
ooh,
oh yeah,
ooh, I like
school.
that.
The free media has allowed people to, I feel like the free media puts the information out there and then says, do with it what you want. Make up your own mind on this. Whereas the corporate media says, this is the way it is. This is the information and this is how you should think. I think we do, of course, there are aspects of the free media where you get into people sort of having an agenda, or you watch them sort of turn and I can understand why, you know, that's somebody who has a platform and has a belief, and so they tailor what they say to the way they feel, and that's fine. Actually, I don't really even have a problem with that. If it's coming from one person who is consistent in what they feel and what they say and what they believe in, I'm fine with that. The problem is when you've got somebody who is paid $7 million to read the news, and you know that they didn't write it, and they may or may not believe it, but it's coming from someone behind them, and you don't know who that person is. That's when you get into a gray area that things get a little fishy. But if you say, oh, well, I don't like Alex Jones because he's a little bit too far to the right, okay, I can see that. But you know, he's been sort of consistently on that path. The great thing about the free media is that it allows you to just, you know, take this information, examine it, see if it resonates with you. If it does, then you can pass that along to your friends, and it's not necessarily being sold to you. I mean, you can't watch a national news without seeing 7 ads for erectile dysfunction and Chantix and, you know, all kinds of diseases that didn't exist until 6 years ago. And now they're all, so you expect them to tell you the truth about vaccines? Give me a break. The first time they made that came out of their mouth, they'd have their boss screaming at them saying, you know, I just got a call from Bristol-Myers Squibb saying, get that guy off the TV because he talked about vaccines. I spent $1 billion with you guys last year. How dare you run that story? You know, so of course it's totally influenced by money. And whereas the free media, maybe the downside is it's free. So there is no money behind it. So, you know.
Well, yeah, we sell things that we think are important, but you make an interesting designation. The other commercials then become the lawyers who are suing the drug companies that have hurt the people. So then you get those commercials on the other side.
Yeah,
so you get a whole thing.
It's a great self-fulfilling cycle. It just feeds itself, and then you stand back. The easiest job in the world has got to be sales, ad sales for the nightly news. You make 2 phone calls to the pharmaceutical companies, and you're done.
And then the lawyer call the lawyer. I love that you said government school. I love that. I'm going to steal that. And please take corporate media. Please, I want people to quit saying mainstream because that gives it legitimacy. It's not mainstream.
Yeah.
America doesn't feel this way anymore. And I'm going to steal government school. I absolutely love that. Government school.
The government school came to me because I learned about a guy named John Taylor Gatto, and I put him in the book quite a bit.
Yes,
but he was somebody that was unknown to me, and he explained how when Carnegie and Rockefeller got involved, they set up the aspects of the classroom a lot like a factory, so that you wonder why desks are in a straight row and why you get dismissed when the bell rings. It's to train you like a lab rat to become a good, you know, as George Carlin said, a good worker, a worker bee that's just smart enough to work the machines and just dumb enough to not realize how badly he's getting screwed. But so with the government schooling comment, it's funny how one word can change the meaning. You go, ooh.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say I came up with that. So I saw that somewhere and I went, oh, wow, that makes a big difference. Because if it's government anything, it's probably not good for you.
At least we've progressed that far in America, is we pretty much, a majority believes at least that sentence. We're coming on a break. We got about 30 seconds before break. On page 77 of your book, if people have it and they may be following, there's a list here of Illuminati points, their doctrines, their goals, what have you. Adam Weishaupt, of course, in 1776 started Illuminati, supposedly. It's really an ancient order, but we'll assume that. Ironic, the same year as the Declaration of Independence. They both rose at the same time. We're going to go over some of these things and where we are with them and continue this discussion with Charlie Robinson, Octopus of Global Control. Octopus of Global Control. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I just called the board off the wrong name. I've been calling on the wrong name all afternoon. No wonder he hasn't been listening to me and ignoring me. John's there and doing a great job. Thank you, John. We're talking to Charlie Robertson. The book is Octopus of Global Control. Very good book. On page 77, there's a part about the Illuminati. You know, we're fascinated with the Illuminati. We're fascinated with conspiracy. You have a list of about, I mean, I don't know, was this 20 or 30 points that they have of doctrine, of goals that they want to put upon America and the world, really. Let's discuss some of these. What are some of the, as you read these, what are some of the ones that jump out at you and are most important?
Sure. This is like a paint by numbers on how to be a psychopath. So we'll start with this list. This is in order to transform, a society. This is how you do it, according to them. Use violence and terrorism rather than academic discussions. Preach liberalism to usurp political power. Initiate class warfare. Politicians must be cunning and deceptive. Any moral code leaves a politician vulnerable. Dismantle existing forces of order and regulation. Remain invisible until the very moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning or force can undermine it. Use mob psychology.
Let me stop right there. Charlie, okay. Let me stop you right there. We don't need to read every one of them, but the one you just read, let's stop on that and focus on that. I thought that was extremely interesting. Part of their tenets are to, as your book quotes, remain invisible until the very moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning or force can undermine it. Are we close to that point? Is that kind of what we're seeing? I mean, it's like openly everybody's admitting what they're doing now.
I feel like it, yeah. I mean, it has always been in their best interest to remain behind the scenes, to allow the politicians, the egomaniac, corrupted, broken human beings that become politicians to have that spotlight. We'll give you that spotlight. We'll stroke your ego in exchange for you doing exactly what we want done. You get to the point now, I think a lot of part of it is that they had remained invisible because the politicians were doing such a good job. But I think now people, I mean, I don't know who doesn't understand that politicians rise to levels of power because they're unbelievably corrupted, and that's the only reason why they are allowed to rise to those positions. The politicians are now almost to the point where they're getting discarded because they're so worthless, and the people that are in power have so much power that, like they said, remain invisible until the very moment when it has gained such strength that no cunning or force can undermine it. Are we there? I mean, we got to be pretty close to it. I can't imagine us, short of everybody being rounded up and stuffed in FEMA camps. I mean, we're pretty much there. It is in our face how much control the people have, the people in positions of power, and I don't mean politicians, but I mean the people that own the politicians. They have the strength, they have the power, and it is almost to the point where you can't do anything about it. But that's normally where the movie takes the turn, and you know, you think the Atlanta Falcons think they have the game won. Sorry, no offense to your Atlanta fans, but then the ultimate comeback, you know, comes out of nowhere. And hopefully that's where we are. Part of that comeback is predicated on us being aware that that we have this power. Yes, they are in positions of power, but as the masses, as all of the people in terms of just body count, we outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. And we need to remember that. And there is something, and I tie this up at the very end of the book, there is something to be said for us having the power to just say, no, we're not participating in this anymore. We give them our power by acknowledging that they are in control. They're not. We can take this back when we want and just say, we're not doing that.
One of my friends, they use the quote, God does not show up early, but he always shows up on time. I think that's a great quote and apropos here. Let me ask you, we got about a minute and a half. This is a short segment before break and then a long segment. Donald Trump, people have gone back and forth, they debate. Obviously, some kind of magical moment, his election. A lot of things happened in America. Do you think that Trump and his candidacy, his administration, is for real?
I think that nobody really actually thought he had a chance to win, Donald Trump included. I think that he probably just thought this was going to be a great marketing campaign for his brand, and he would just sort of, you know, walk away and Hillary would win this thing. Do they have legitimacy? Probably not, because as they won, the people that really run the show, no doubt had him compromised in some way or fashion, and I would think that there is no way for anybody to win the election to be legitimate because they have skeletons in their closet that can be used against them.
Well, there's the music. I mean, that's the debate. That's something I went back and forth. I've continued to go back and forth with. Either way, really, right now, all we can judge him by is what he's done. And he has done some pretty incredible things. And I think we have a moment here. We'll continue this discussion. Great discussion with Charlie Robertson. Octopus of Global Control is the book. Stay tuned.
Is the single most important thing your body needs. So you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now. Now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tell you a little story about how important the Power Mall is, at least to our family. me personally, I played pickleball, if you know what pickleball is, and I hadn't played in a long time. I gotta do something physical, get some exercise, do something, get my blood moving. And I jerked my back one way, reaching for a ball, you know, thinking I was, you know, 8 months ago, playing all the time. And something pulled. Didn't think much of it. Later that day, it was bothering me a little bit. The next day, oh my gosh, it was bothering me. This morning, today, my chiropractor doesn't work on Friday. Couldn't go to the chiropractor. What am I left to do? Well, I get the magnesium oil. I get the Topperson, and I just coat it. I mean, I was in such... I woke up last night. I didn't get a lot of sleep. And boy, did that help relax the muscles, help things to start soothing, blood flow start going. I went hot and cold ice packs back and forth. Well, hot shower, then ice packs back and forth with the Topperson, with the magnesium oil. And, you know, I'm still uncomfortable. I mean, it's probably, I need to go to the chiropractor. I really do. I can feel it. But products like these, to have them on hand, are just irreplaceable. And over at the Power Mall, we have a ton of products like this, things that really work. 20 years of testimonies, you guys have told us they've made a difference in your life. I want you to be free. Everybody at the Power Hour, everybody who works here, Catherine, we want you to be happy, to be free, to be prospered, to be blessed, to your life to be enhanced and your family's life to be enhanced. We obviously don't like what's going on in the certain ways, but then there's avenues where you don't have to participate. We don't have to participate in this. And one of the ways is medically. You can make decisions on your own and take products and make choices that really make a difference. The best guests in the world on the subjects come here and tell you all these things. The Grown by Nature products. Speaking of, one of the best products in the world, the best vitamins in the world, one of them, Grown by Nature. 10% off at the Power Mall. 10% off of REM sleep. Get a good night's sleep. You'd never know until you actually get one what you've been missing. And try the REM sleep, and a great gift that you can give to people. 10% off, very reasonably priced. Free shipping on orders over $100. And Deborah Tavera CDs are available. Hard copies, American Solutions, some of the other copies of CDs, copies of shows we can do, and also catalogs. So call about catalogs, ask us about catalogs, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We are talking to Charlie Robinson. The book is Octopus of Global Control. We're going over some of the tenets of the Illuminati and their goals. And before you came on, Charlie, I had mentioned the quote from King George in 1775. America wasn't looking for independence as a whole. I mean, some were, but as a whole, they were not. They were not, ladies and gentlemen. And King George at some point said, America is an open rebellion. The die is cast. They are either going to submit or triumph. And I made the parallel to right now, the global government, whatever that means to you, in all its facets, Satanism, whatever, or just plain global government, I think the die is cast, and the choice is, for us is either to submit or triumph. And waking up to that is really kind of freeing and tells us exactly where we need to go. Kind of your thoughts on that point.
Well, it's nothing new, obviously. This has been, they've been trying to run this game on us for a long, long time. I've got a quote from James Warburg, who is the son of Paul Warburg, who was the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was also obviously a banker. He said, this is 1950. We shall have world government whether or not we like it. The question is only whether world government will be achieved by consent or by conquest. So they have been planning this for a long, long time, and I think the answer is, well, it's not going to be by consent. That's out of the question. We're not interested in consenting to this because we know it's not going to end well for us. So it will have to be by conquest. So I think they understand that. But the battlefield is a bit different. It's not necessarily an actual battlefield. They've decided that they're going to conquer us by conquering our belief system first, because what we believe is that makes it, that's a much easier, it's a much more long-lasting change. So if you can change the way somebody, what they believe, then you've got them. I think the television has been used to do that quite effectively. We're all victims, so we're all guilty of that, I should say, on some level. But part of this is to be conquered by these people is for us to understand that that is their plan. You have to sort of wrap your head around that. And it might be difficult for a lot of people to understand that, to get that. But I think these days, lately, it's becoming kind of hard to miss. They are coming for us most definitely, and the plan is a one world government. So if you have a one world government, they say that they'll also have a one world army. But if you have a one world army, who would that army fight? It'd probably be us, is my guess. So
oh my gosh, that's such a great question. How Who would you fight? My wife, she brought up something. You know, the Second Amendment is a big thing now, and especially in context of what you just said. I had to throw this in, whether it fits or not, but we're going to use it here. My wife was talking about the left saying how Trump is Hitler. You know, they're comparing Trump to Hitler. Sure. And then in the other side of their mouth, they're calling for, we'll take all the guns. If they really thought Trump was Hitler, why in the world would they give up all the guns? If they really believe that. I thought that was brilliant.
Well, there's a quote from Mao who says, you register and ban the firearms before the slaughter. And he should know something about that. Everyone that has gone, every society that's gone through that, the communist Chinese, Stalin's regime, Pol Pot, Adolf Hitler, they all have one thing in common. They disarm the public before that happened. And with good reason. It's easier to control people when they can't fight back. On a personal level, I don't like guns. I'm not a gun fan. But I'll tell you what I'm also not a fan of. I'm also not a fan of being dragged out of my house, taken to a ditch, and shot either. So the fact that people have guns, I understand that this argument can be made, well, they're for, you know, this was written 200 years ago and they needed guns because they were living out in the wilderness. Okay, listen, I hear that argument, but the reality is that whether or not you like guns, you have to know the plan. You have to understand what the plan can be. If they're going to take over any country, they will disarm the public first. So as you see this push for gun control, if you think it's going to stop with AR-15s and bump stocks, you're crazy. It is never going to stop. Because if it was really about guns, they'd ban handguns.
Well, I think the point that you make is well taken here. Is they're either going to, you know, just like King George, we're either going to submit to this or they're going to force us, or that's where we're at. And it seems like everything was going along pretty swimmingly here until the last couple, 3, 4, 5 years. And there seemed to be a switch turn, and kind of the election of Donald Trump, that period, not that Donald Trump is, for whatever reason, his election seems to be the key moment where America turned a switch and said, I don't think we're going to do this. We're not going to do this. Okay, so then what's next? I think we've woken up to we're not going to do this.
And luckily that happened. The Democrats were so arrogant that they actually didn't give much thought to the fact that Hillary Clinton is an unappealing human being with a ton. I mean, look, she lost to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is a reality show host that throws paper towels at people from Puerto Rico because they had a hurricane, you know? So, and she lost to him. So what does that say about her? I think that people, thank goodness for the free media that was able to counteract all of the pro-Hillary stuff. And I'm agnostic when it comes to the politicians. Like, honestly, both sides are reprehensible as far as I'm concerned. But Hillary Clinton was so bad that Donald Trump looked like a good option in comparison. Now, is he going to be the savior? Probably not. But I agree with you that this is the moment in time when people. I mean, that election should have been in the bag for Hillary. I mean, the media was on her side. Everyone was pushing for it. It was 99% chance she was going to win. All of that stuff, and then she lost. And then, in true Hillary Clinton fashion, she proceeded to blame everybody but herself, which just goes to show even more, like, why you couldn't have, I mean, why that is not somebody that you would want to follow.
Let me interrupt here. I don't think either one should. I think Trump is at a moment, if we can stay on him, I think he will stay on his agenda. His agenda is helping America. I don't think Hillary matters. I really don't think Trump matters per se, although he seems to be. It's the center of this. It's really us, what we're going to do. And we're coming on another break. We have one segment left with you. I want to get to this CIA document 1035-960 and how devious and how calculating the corporate media is and how the CIA has entrenched itself and what they're trying to do to us. I think that's Donald Trump's greatest achievement. Is he pointed his finger at CNN and said, you're fake news. He turned the whole dynamic on them. I thought was stunning. I mean, thank you. God bless you, Donald Trump, for that. Stay tuned. We will be back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 4-6, fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I would say the mother of all quote-unquote conspiracy theories in modern times was Kennedy's assassination. And to see the documents, how the CIA scrambled, how desperate they were, how controlled they were, how conniving they were about this is really eye-opening. In your book, on page 125, it says CIA document 1035-960 and gives kind of a directive of how people can handle this and how they can turn this. Talk about the CIA's control of that and how important that is and related to today's times.
Yeah, they created the term conspiracy theory. They used that as a weapon to be used against anyone that was calling for the government's activities to be questioned. So it says, conspiracy theory is a term that strikes fear and anxiety in the hearts of most every public figure, particularly journalists and academics. Since the 1960s, the label has become a disciplinary device that has been overwhelmingly effective in defining certain events as off-limits to inquiry or debate, especially in the United States, raising legitimate questions about dubious official narratives destined to inform public opinion, is a major thought current that must be cauterized from the public psyche at all costs. So they set it up to say, this is what we're going to call anyone that questions government activity. We're going to call them a crazy person. It's called a conspiracy theorist. And once we, and then you take that, and then you use your Operation Mockingbird, which is their infiltration of the corporate media, and you hammer people with that. And like you said, with the Kennedy assassination, anyone that questioned the official story was called a conspiracy theorist. Okay, and that was quickly tied to being a code word for you're a crazy person. You're not a crazy person for saying that there's something wrong with that. You're not a crazy person for saying that Building 7 came down at free fall speed when it didn't get hit by an airplane. You're just somebody that's observant, and you're somebody that doesn't just swallow that the story given to you by the media. And they're terrified of that. That's the worst thing that can happen to them, is for you to say, you know what, I'm going to need more evidence. And you talked about Donald Trump coming out and hammering CNN about this, and he should, and he called them fake news. And the reason why he called them fake news is because they're the kings of fake news. Let me remind you that in 1991, with the first Gulf War, you had Charles Jacko in that fake studio with those phony sirens sound, you know, the Scud missile was coming into Saudi Arabia, and he grabs a gas mask, but he doesn't have his helmet. His buddy grabs a helmet, but doesn't have a gas mask. They're running around in circles. I mean, it's preposterous what they're trying to pull off. And then, of course, there's the whole, another development on Saturday, a New York official revealed at a news conference here in the city that a hijacker's passport was found blocks away from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that. Well, I mean, no, we can't believe that. We shouldn't believe that. And how dare you, CNN, try to pass that off? I mean, you're going to act offended when Donald Trump calls you fake news? You are fake news. You invented fake news.
Let me ask you.
And for him to call this
let me
out,
ask you,
like it's... Go ahead.
Let's stop right there on that. We only got about 5 minutes in the broadcast, and your book is huge, 500-plus pages. You got about 5 minutes. What would you like to bring out that I haven't asked you, or a question that I should have asked you that I haven't? You got about 5 minutes.
Well, I think for me, I can't tell you how many Thanksgiving dinners I ruined by bringing up 9/11. More than two, I would say. And I'm sure there's people out there listening that have felt the same way, have had sort of the same thing. You'll find that you have friends and family that aren't going to listen to you. They've heard everything. There's a wall up. If you have someone in your life that you're trying to get through to, and you've done what you can, and you're not willing to go down that path anymore, buy them the book and send it to them, and let me be the bad guy, because I tackle so many different topics. You never really know which one is going to be the one that flips the switch and someone goes, oh my God, I can't believe it. That sounds so fit. For me, it was Building 7. I think a lot of people understand that. But maybe someone in your life had someone die in Vietnam, and they read about the Gulf of Tonkin, and they go, I didn't know that. And wait a second, that didn't happen? That there was no sinking of a boat, and so somebody in my family went off to that country and died? Because how dare, you know, so you never know what it is that's going to trigger that in someone. The book's available on Amazon. You can get it in a Kindle format, or you can get it in a paperback. And like I said, I mix some humor in there, so it's not all dark, and you have to do that. But there are so many topics that I cover in it's worth a shot. You know, if this information is important, and I think it is, and I think your listeners understand how powerful this knowledge is and how desperate we are, that you know, we feel like we're up against the clock in terms of people understanding this stuff, there might not be much time left. Give it a shot. Can't hurt.
Here's what I love your book for everything you just said. I want to give a little different spin, not disagree with you, but a little different. I think We're in the best of times, the worst of times. You know, this is the times that try men's souls. We're in the catbird seat and we're in the dungeon. I mean, all the paradoxes are here. They, meaning the global government, whatever you want to, you know, call it, they have to have our hearts, our minds, our feelings. They have to get it to do their plan. They want to dominate physically, but they have to dominate mentally first, and then, or their physical domination will never work. I believe with all my heart, just like the first American Revolution, that these ideas become bulletproof, and I don't care, the King of England, the most powerful army in the world, can't do anything about it. I believe the whole universe is going to resonate to us, and if we will uphold to these and just move forward and just take action. On our website, Charlie, we have one sheet about vaccines and about gun control, and we also have the Bill of Rights. And we've asked everybody to give those out, to give them out. I think right now, you being convicted, you being immune to resistance, this whole thing will topple. A wall is going to be created, and the wall must be around what's important to us, the Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, where we come from, the divinity within us, what have you. That's the wall, and they can't break it. They have to have us break it, so to speak. We've got about a minute left. Your thoughts?
You can tell that we're close by how hard they're gripping on this. They have, they're pulling out all this. So you talk about being in the basement, you talk about having the optimism. We're so close, and they know it, which makes this a very dangerous time, because as they're backed into a corner, as they feel it's all or nothing, I got to give it everything we got, you're going to see an escalation. Unfortunately, I believe you're going to see an escalation in some false flag events. I think you're going to see the media go full crazy, and that, although that's hard to understand and difficult to swallow, remember, it's a sign that we're winning, because they wouldn't be doing it were winning.
I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, they believe it's all or nothing. Now you got to believe it's all or nothing. Look, it's America, it's Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights or nothing. And so the decisions start to make themselves. Get your kids out of that government school. I love that, Charlie. Government school. The book, Octopus of Global Control, Charlie Robinson, available everywhere. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a great Easter, everybody. We'll see you next week. God bless you.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.